Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
There it is. Ooh, there baby. It is. Love the intensity. To start off the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, it's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones here with you on... It's a gloomy Thursday.
It is pouring outside.
Let's call it what it is. But it's also kind of cool because the Bills... Oh, hey. We leave yesterday...
A lot happened.
The Bills get Hard Knocks. Deion Dawkins officially pitches an award.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks choked.
That game was incredible.
The Stars are making me hate my life.
Don't take penalties. Don't take penalties, kids.
And, hey, the Bills got Hard Knocks.
Bills did get Hard Knocks. I thought this was a chance with the rules changing. Going from... really just covering bad team, quote-unquote bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
Teams that had made the playoffs in 2 years, no rookie coaches. It typically signals bad teams with maybe a glimmer of hope.
Mm-hmm.
To now, nah.
Marketability.
Interesting, good teams can now participate. And while I thought the Bills would get a Christmas game or a holiday game, they didn't get that. They do, though, get Hard Knocks.
Hey, you, Christmas movie. Come here. And that's what happened.
I am excited. I am very, very excited. Now, funny enough, maybe about a year ago, because we were talking about the Giants in season one, I wanted no part of this. I was very adamant. I wanted no part of this. Keep my team away from all of this stuff. I'm good. I want to watch other teams. I have completely changed my tune in like maybe the last year.
I will say this even more so. I don't know how potentially, like, I doubt there's anything spicy that comes from the Bills at Hard Knocks, by the way. Because teams can control the message a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
B, the Bills are stable. Are we really going to get anything that's going to, like, cause some sort of wobbleoo? Are we going to get anything that is going to be like, oh, this is a distraction? No. Anyone that's afraid of this team being... distracted because Hard Knocks is around for 2 weeks. Please relax. The Bills are not the Bills of the past. Where if the Bills, when they were bad and the original rules of Hard Knocks applies, yeah, I definitely don't want them near an organization that was under dysfunction more times than not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the perfect team to put on Hard Knocks because Sean McDermott has everyone hardwired in a certain way, ready to go. And yes, the playoff failures are the playoff failures. But tell me that this is not one of the best teams consistently throughout the season, year in and year out. Paper soft set schedule? I'm sorry, but if the Bills still fail to win 12 games, then yes, Hard Knocks is officially a distraction, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's not a fear. Drop that fear because the Bills are not that. They're not a dysfunctional organization. They are a good team that is very marketable, has Josh Allen to bail them out of any issues. Yeah, this is, I don't want to say it's perfect, but this team is perfectly suited for this. Distraction? No.
No, I don't think it's a distraction. Maybe in the early years with Hard Knocks you can get there because it was more revolutionary and mm-hmm. other teams weren't doing it. Most teams now have like their own embedded series and what have you. The Bills have it. And along with that,
we live in a day and age where cameras are everywhere.
Along with that, Jeremy and Sal had Chris Emma of 670 The Score on at 9 o'clock. And Chicago just did this. And he mentioned that the teams have final says. And it is only 2 weeks. It is not a long period of time. It's, I think, more just to get your name out there. Just to get some of these young up-and-coming stars. You know, you're going to have the Hard Knock storylines. Who's the undrafted free agent trying to make the team? Who's the fun rookie or the second-year play? Like, the Bills have a lot of those guys. And you can maybe be worried that someone like a Keon Coleman, who is going to absolutely be kind of one of these main fixtures. Hey, I need him to zero in. I don't need him worrying about, like, did he get a zinger off on this episode or not. I can understand your fears. I get it. It's not a long process, and the teams have final say. If the teams don't want a certain player being interviewed, the guy won't be interviewed.
By the way, the teams having final say tells you everything about the New York Giants because, oh my God, that whole thing with the Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones,
yeah.
like those clips. How did you let that get through? If the teams truly have final say, wow, John Mara, you are more incompetent than I thought you were as an owner.
I think that's the thing is you could look at Mara and be upset about that. I do think part of it, though, was Joe Shane wanted to show off how much conviction he had about letting Barkley go. It just didn't come off well
yeah.
at all.
It just something like why the Giants let that go is now just an infamous thing. And like that's why people are afraid of Hard Knocks mm-hmm. and everything like that. No. Team Green let that then. That's dreadful for them. The Bears during Hard Knocks were looked at as a team of hope. We now see from a certain book coming out by Seth Wickersham and the fact that two coaches were fired mid-season, including the first year offensive coordinator. Yeah, that was a lie.
I mean, we talked with Zach Pearson earlier this week, and he mentioned like by training camp, everyone was looking at Shane Waldron going, oh, this won't work.
Yeah.
Like,
did that show up in Hard Knocks at all?
Yeah, exactly.
Not a chance.
No one knew that except for Jackson Smith and Jigba clip.
Yep.
And some people in Seattle going, I don't know about that.
And that's
until
the thing.
Until the season started. No one knew.
So with the cameras pointed at the Bills, I can guarantee you two things right now. One, training camp may be in Rochester, but there's absolutely going to be a portion of this where like they end up in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
The
stadium will be shown off.
Stadium will be shown off, and wings will be shown off, and some of the people around here will be shown off.
Mm-hmm.
I can 1,000% guarantee you that. Because the Bills can then use this as an opportunity for, hey, this is a place for players to come. This is a place that, yeah, when Josh Allen does eventually retire, there's an opportunity here for cementing yourself as a place that teams or that players, excuse me, and coaches may want to come to. This is, it may not be something necessarily that like I can feel it in my bones that the organization might
feel
not have wanted.
In my bones.
I can feel it in my bones. Enough people will say like, there's no way the Bills wanted this, right? And I don't know.
You can argue most teams probably don't want this.
Yeah, no, but the feeling in my bones right now, my tibia is telling me no shot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Because like you said, most teams don't want that extra attention anyway. The Bills under Rex Ryan would have.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? The Bills under Rex Ryan.
Oh, my God.
He would have been pitching. Rex Ryan would have been pitching for it at the exit meetings of the following season.
Right.
Going, hey, by the way, HBO, did you see my truck?
Did you see? God, yeah.
I hired my brother. Ride? We have a tandem bike, guys.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
Yep.
Guys.
Yep. Guys, look at us.
It would have been over.
Oh, my God, yeah. I think that it's just one of these things of where.
That's also the Bills team, though, that you would look back at the editing and going, oh, they let that through?
I would have been.
Why'd they let that through?
I would have been terrified of the Bills' Rex Ryan team getting Hard Knocks because they would have been memed for a century.
That's awesome.
This team will not. This team will not.
No.
And I feel very comfortable with them having it with this iteration. And not even last year's iteration. Because last year, a lot of outside voices were talking about, oh, is this a retool year for them? Are they going to finish first in the AFC East? Blah, 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 blah.
What the hell is everybody eats?
I would have gotten very annoyed. Because last offseason, I was very annoyed about how everyone's like, oh, maybe Miami will win the division. Maybe it'll be the Jets. Okay. This year, there's none of that. There's no outside chatter about maybe they trip up and lose the division. None of that. This is the perfect year to do it.
They have a quote-unquote easy schedule. The division's kind of bad. And all the drama from last year of like getting the team or the ducks in a row of like this new sort of iteration of them.
Hell, last offseason with Stephon Diggs being traded and the fresh wound there. No,
but this is everything ultimately worked. Yeah, so they're going in going, we know this works. We all really like it. Let's ride.
The only quote-unquote drama was our place getting torched in the crossfire.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it.
Because even the James Cook stuff, even the James Cook stuff, you can argue isn't really drama yet. He has a full year left on his contract,
and even that is something that can be swept under the rug at this point. 803-0550. How you feeling about the Bills getting Hard Knocks? Good thing, bad thing, maybe a little bit of both. Is there a feeling in your jaw that you don't know how to feel, or you have an uneasy feeling about it? Let us talk you down.
I'm pumped for it.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I'm not necessarily pumped for it, but I'm like,
no, I'm there.
I'm chilling. I'm okay over here, perfectly fine. I'll absolutely watch it, mostly because I feel like I have to. But it's also, I'm perfectly comfortable with this team getting Hard Knocks because this team is as stable can be. And there's a difference, especially with how the team can control the message.
Yeah, for what is actually going to be seen.
Yeah,
for what they're actually going to be letting out. It's not going to be the winless Cleveland Browns getting Hard Knocks and you have Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson going back and forth in a meeting and stuff like that. It's not going to be that.
Kenneth Dorsey leading this offense. No,
I will say, I spoke on this last night on the nightcap. For me, it's just, I don't care if the Bills intend it this way or not. I like that the Bills are trying to position themselves, or at least are being positioned, to be a brand in the league past their all-world quarterback playing. That is my biggest fear every year we get closer to the end. And he just had Josh Allen just had his 29th birthday yesterday. It's not like his career is going to end next year or next 2 years because of age. It's not. But you can see the end of you can see the road sign now. We can see the exit. And my fear is that it a lot like the 90s will have this run and then go get back in your corner. You're the second smallest market in the sport. The NFL doesn't need market size. Their two most marketable teams are Kansas City and Buffalo. Those are their best teams that everyone can't shut up about.
Yeah.
Do they have the Philadelphias and the Dallases and the New York? Yes. Every sports does. But where a sport like basketball is very dependent on market size. Look at just 2 days ago. Ant Edwards of Minnesota is considered by many to be the future face of the sport. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just won the MVP. And yet game one of the Western Conference Finals was down 24% viewership ratings-wise from last year and was the lowest viewership since 2020. Yet, I guarantee you, New York and Indiana, going to be one of the higher ones from last night.
People watch that.
The NFL doesn't need that.
They don't have that problem.
Their brand is the NFL. Then you just get interesting teams. That's where I'll give Jerry Jones a ton of credit. Yes, Dallas is a big market. But he took America's team from the 70s and made it to where no matter
how... You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How bad or how good they are,
you talk about them.
The Cowboys will always be talked about. I'm not saying Hard Knocks is going to send them into that stratosphere and no doubt, and we'll always be talking about them forever. They still have to do things correctly. But I want to get it to the point where these young coaches that are in college right now, that will be coming up through these pipelines in just the next few years, will look at Buffalo and go, oh, I want to coach there. I want to get my start there. They do things right there. They have a new stadium. They have a state-of-the-art athletic facility.
The guy who's like graduating from college and like is joining an NFL staff at 26.
Yep.
You want that guy to be interested in Buffalo.
Because that means you won't have the nearly 20-year playoff drought. Because you'll be drafting good players. You'll be developing good players. You'll be continuing on. As much as I give Green Bay a lot of grief, they're kind of exactly what I want the Bills to be over the next 30, 40 years. Don't be afraid to go get your future at quarterback, even though you have the guy now. Because guess what? You're Green Bay, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You don't have the luxury to just sit back on your laurels and go, well, we're the Green Bay Packers. Well, it's not a free agent destination. You have to be attractive.
Even then, Green Bay has more laurels of the past that they can rest on than Buffalo does. So it might be something like that where you're right. But I don't know. It just – everything about what the Bills are doing, they're involved with the Christmas movie. They're on Hard Knocks. They are the only team favored to win every single game upon schedule release. This is the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to go, yeah, all right, fine, we'll step up.
And I think
we'll get this out of the way.
Yes. Get this out of the way, get this part out of the way, and then hopefully win a Super Bowl. Don't go out in an AFC championship game at your old stadium, in the new stadium with
the
Super Bowl banner.
We'll get this out of
the way. Yeah.
We'll get this out of the way. Don't talk to us about Hard Knocks for like 10 years.
That's fine. But like, it's just for me, I'm glad they're doing it. I'm glad they're getting it out of the way, you know, if you want to put it like that. But for me, it's just keep growing the brand. Because look at what Kansas City's doing. I give them grief a lot too. But if they really were positioning themselves to always be on Christmas, hell yeah. As much as we all don't really want to work holidays, in the back of my mind as a Bills fan, good. The Bills will never be out of the zeitgeist in the NFL. Detroit is an outlier in how bad they were for how long they were.
But it is also because Detroit was a staple of the original NFL.
Yep, that they had the Thanksgiving game. You always were going to watch Detroit. You always were going to remember Detroit was a team because of Thanksgiving. Now Kansas City, if they get their way, and it doesn't really appear that it will, but they also are going to play on Christmas 3 years in a row, so maybe they will. if they get their way and they're on Christmas every year going forward for the NFL, as they go global, as they go start going for holidays, the Chiefs will live on well past Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, because they're gonna be Christmas Day. You're gonna watch the Chiefs.
And that's
I'm
gross.
Not saying I want the Bills to definitely be on Christmas every year, but I want something that I can at least hold on to, that when Allen eventually does retire, when McDermott is gone, when Bean's gone, that it's not like the 90s where all of a sudden it's like, okay, everybody, well, we're the second smallest market. We don't spend any money. We don't put any money into scouting and development. And just be thrilled you're here. Just be thrilled you have an NFL team in Buffalo. That is a hollow congratulations of just being an NFL team. Because even then, for many of us, even after the 90s, we had to deal with, well, Toronto might want an NFL team.
Yeah, Buffalo dealt with more relocation drama.
Yeah, let's put a home game for the Bills in Toronto. With the new stadium and hopefully this rising in popularity, I want there to never be a talk ever that Buffalo was removed from the NFL because they're a staple of the NFL. Green Bay will never be moved out of there. Lambeau will never be touched. They're a staple. And yes, they have the championships from the 60s. I don't disagree with that. That's a big part of this. But they are a staple. I'm hoping the Bills start pushing towards that. Because from all of my life, up until I was 19, 20, they were a complete afterthought. If they were mentioned on NFL Network on a Monday after Football Sunday, I was thrilled.
It was because they like upset a team they had no business beating.
Yeah. Outside of that, you would get 10 seconds of highlights. You might get a mention of Fred Jackson. I mean, oh, did you know he was in D3? That's crazy. And then they go right to the next team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want my future kids to grow up in that era of, oh, man, when I was growing up, they were this. That sucks for a kid.
I will say this. I don't think that making Hard Knocks changes anything and necessarily allows them to find their way into being like a staple within the NFL. Mm-hmm. One year of Hard Knocks, two weeks doesn't change anything. It is what this core is capable of doing, and it's bringing in everything. You have an MVP who is the cover of, hey, Peacock streams live sports. Here's a picture of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Or Paramount Plus has him debating whether Josh Allen is going to throw Peppa the Pig.
The Coca-Cola commercial with Megan Thee Stallion and a few other of the NFL players.
The Pepsi. Haunted Buffalo Pepsi. Mm-hmm.
It was Pepsi.
Thank you.
Yeah. The Haunted Buffalo Pepsi that I very ill-advised tried on the air.
Let's do it again.
No. The fact that there is a Christmas movie.
Yep.
And bringing in Hard Knocks.
Yeah, it's not just Hard Knocks, but it's another example.
It's not necessarily that. It's that the Bills are bringing it in.
Mm-hmm.
They are bringing attention to themselves with the play on the field, not because of anything else. You do have to take advantage of this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And try to break through, finally, break the glass ceiling. The amount of run that the Cincinnati Bengals still get from one Super Bowl appearance right now is, I'd say, almost criminal at this point.
Yeah, they've made the playoffs in 2 years, yet I have to continue to hear how scary the Cincinnati Bengals are.
Yeah. So,
and to be fair, a part of me also kind of feels that little bit of fear of like, maybe. Oh, they're really good in December. I don't know. There is something to that of making one Super Bowl, especially in this era, and going, maybe they should always have their due. I think it takes like one win against Kansas City in the playoffs for the Bills to all of a sudden everyone being like, yep,
backflips.
There they are.
Backflips. I'm ruining my spine the minute they do
it. They figured it out. They're there. They're on the run.
Yeah.
803-0550, the number to call. Want to give your thoughts on the Bills getting Hard Knocks. Are you for it? Are you against it? Are you indifferent about it? Are you even going to watch? Not everyone's got HBO subscriptions. I get it. I do.
I don't. I'll find a way.
I steal from my family. I'm going to say that I do. I don't. I steal from my family. It's fine.
Give me Papa Frank's creds.
Not even Papa Frank. Let's go to our first caller. Chris is on the line. Chris, how are we doing today?
Great, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Not too bad.
I completely agree with you about Hard Knocks. I'm super excited. People comparing it to the Bears and, you know, coaches getting fired. If anyone that watched that Hard Knocks and thought that Eberflus was not a joke, I don't know what they were watching. Ryan Poles is a good GM, but Eberflus just came off as horrible. My only concern for our Hard Knocks is that Joe Brady may get more popular and someone may steal him away from us.
I think
that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I understand your thought. I'm already just preparing for this being his last year.
Yeah, I think it's more or less.
I understand it though.
It's going to happen.
He'll probably come off really well.
It's going to happen anyway. That is also going to boost him.
Also, Chris, on the Matt Eberflus hate, you did not like the first 5 minutes of the first episode talking about his hair. Come on. You didn't think that gave him credibility? I kid. Yeah, he came off not great.
But at the end, I remember like a lot of what the Bears Hard Knocks message was about hope.
Mm-hmm. It was, we have Caleb Williams, you know, we've got, look at all this young talent we have. We've got DJ Moore. Oh, yeah. They're
And that is the team controlling the final message.
It reminded me a lot of the Cleveland Browns when they first got Baker. Because then all of a sudden it was like they had Jarvis Landry too, and they were like, we got a playmaker, we got a playmaker. Or the Raiders one with Antonio Brown, we got a playmaker. Like, it reminded me a lot of those.
Yeah, the Bills don't have any of that. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news about what Hard Knocks is for Buffalo this year. It's stable. It might, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna hold on to this thought.
Were you gonna say it might be boring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be the most dull Hard Knocks we get in a while.
It's because
in terms of the overall message,
yeah,
there are going to be episodes that are great. You have personalities, but we can talk more about that in a bit.
But on that too, it's just like, this is breaking new ground. I mean, we mentioned to start, like, typically Hard Knocks were bad football teams that were selling hope, were selling something new was on the horizon for this season. The Bills are selling, hey, you want to see how a good organization is run? Why don't you come on in? It's what was that Cribs TV show on MTV? Like
MTV Cribs.
Yeah, MTV Cribs. It was like, hey,
what's that Cribs show on MTV?
I couldn't remember. But they're like, come on in. You want to see my like $6 billion house? I have a movie theater in here. Like that's what this is gonna be. Is you want to see how a well run organization is here? So I mean, like that could be boring. But I also could see a lot of people, because we don't, I mean, fans do, but we don't always get to see how the good organizations are run. You typically get to see how the bad ones are run. It could be interesting. Also could be dreadfully boring. Let's hit one more call here before our first time out. Linda is up next. Linda, how are we doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing very well. So I wanted to bring up a point about Hard Knocks. I don't think this HBO crew has any idea about how Bill's Mafia is going to show up at training camp. We just show up and show out. And I think when they go to these other training camps, it's like, oh, yeah, it's out in the middle of nowhere and people got to drive and blah, blah. I mean, no, it's going to be crazy. It's almost going to be like going to a football game, maybe like 1/10, because St. John Fisher is smaller, of course. But I don't think those HBO people have any idea about how Bill's Mafia is going to show up here. So that's just my comment, and go Bills.
Linda, thanks for the call. I think that's also going to be one of the major storylines is Bill's fandom
I think,
and Bill's Mafia. And, I think it's going
to
be
a huge storyline. And with you saying it like that, the only thing I will disagree with on it, it's a good point. I think HBO knows exactly what they're doing.
And that's probably why a big reason why they're like, we want Buffalo.
We want Buffalo.
We want the storyline of this team has never won a Super Bowl. They haven't been one since the 90s.
Oh, my God. The pity party story that can be written about our fan base. They know exactly what they are doing. And I think they will be prepared to have cameras rolling all up on Bills fans walking into St. John Fisher. As a matter of fact, I expect an entire episode dedicated to the fandom.
And we'll be slightly disappointed if we don't get it.
Yes.
803-0550, the number to call. Talking Hard Knocks today as the Bills were officially announced yesterday as the training camp edition recipient for this year. The first time in franchise history. We also do know who will be the in-season representative. It will be the NFC East, as of course the in-season now covers an entire division. That, though, is going to start much later on in the season. It's not actually the full season. It's like the second half of it. But Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, again, taking your calls when we come back. You're listening to WGR.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.